in. Vote.
Bye-bye.
Jay Will working some controls right there, ladies and gentlemen. DU Radio with men's basketball right here. Women's basketball just concluded. Minutes beforehand, we had an in-between extravaganza that, ladies and gentlemen, only is available in that live broadcast of DJ E and our new... Check that, DJ B and DJ Lefty. So, just under 2.5 minutes, still game time. So we've got it on... Recorded for all time, ladies and gentlemen. I know these ladies have plenty to talk about, and so I'm going to hand it off for a second as I get some final stats on the women's game going on here. So hopefully you guys love DJ Lefty and DJ B. Use AOL Instant Messenger to let them know.
Well, DJ Lefty, I mean, the difference, the stamina and the just the feeling of the court is so much different between the women's Penguins and the men Penguins as they battle it out with Northwest today. It's absolutely amazing. I think there are more people in here now than there were earlier.
It's strange because I've noticed that with male basketball, most people will, you know, watch and it's interesting because ladies basketball is just as interesting, but in a different way. They're, women will, as I said before, I mean, one of our players stopped and was checking out the other player, you know, when she fouled her and said, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And men, I mean, they're taller, they're more testosterone driven, they're in general more crazy, especially when it comes to sports. That's why I think people like to watch them, because men, women never lose it. You know, they might shout a little bit, they might get frustrated, they might push and shove, but men, they lose it.
Yeah, men are, women are more maternal. They like to take care of things, their nature. But then we also have the men who are more, you know, tonight we dine in hell and such
crazy
things,
yes,
like that.
Yes. Yes, it's like war. It's just like war. That's what we see every time we watch basketball.
And hopefully this battle will be a little more fortunate for the Penguins here tonight than the women.
Yes, hopefully. I mean, the women got close, but let's hope the men get close and then go over and then win. So we shall see what's going on. And it looks like our gentleman here, Alistair Fleck, is not playing tonight. It looks like he's on crutches.
I do have some word on that. We will get final word on that Monday afternoon. Listen in to Penguin Pack from 3 to 4:30, and I'll have the word for you. But just so you know, seconds until game time here. Starting line is coming in just a minute. But just so you know, women's leaders for the Northwest Christian Beacons, Emily Gray with 25 points, and the Beacons as a team would come up with 40 rebounds in the entire game. They shot 14 of 32 in the first half and 14 of 27 in the second. Solid shooting right there. And the Penguins, absolutely solid in the second half in free throws, led by the Penguins. Olivia Williams with 20 points, Alicia Fountain with 24, and 14 by Jennifer Jackson. So, live presentation of the national anthem going on right here, ladies and gentlemen. Pay respects right here.
And the guard, number 10, Peter Nelson.
So, ladies and gentlemen, radio.dominican.edu, we've got DJ Lefty and DJ B right alongside, and we're going to have the starting lineups for the Northwest Christian Beacons, who get absolutely zero applause right here in the Conlon Rec Center. First off, it's number 10, Peter Nelson. He's the 6'1 junior point guard. And then there's Andrew Williams, a 6'4 guard, a junior out of Eugene, Oregon. And then there's Eric Quick Warner, that'll be fun to say all night, a sophomore from Springfield, Oregon. And then there's Brent McKee, 6'6 freshman out of Eugene, Oregon. And then there's Josh Jarrett, a 6'6 senior out of Richland, Washington. And so for your men, Penguins, your starting lineup for this evening's matchup, Saturday night basketball. This is the Penguins with number 10, Michael Wells, the freshman, 6-footer out of Claremont, California. And then there's Ari Ivintosh, a sophomore, 6'2 out of Colfax, California. Then there's Nate Rogoff filling in for the hobbled Alistair Flack. Rogoff, a senior at 6 foot from San Luis Obispo. And then there's Phil Havlicek, the junior, 6'4", from San Francisco, California. And then there's Pat Fahey, also a junior, 6'7", is his height, out of Novato, California. So, ladies and gentlemen, the practice jerseys do come off, in fact. And the Penguins suiting up to Brett Tavani right here in his third season as head coach. B. Davis in-house, suit and tie for all three, both men.
This is war music, folks.
No, what exactly is that? It's a theme music for something. I know it is.
It's got to be some epic movie, but no matter what, it's going to be a great night. Pat Fahey to take the tip-off for the Penguins. Tip-off time coming around 8:16. And Ari Ivintosh will say hi to Brett Tavani right there as he fields the ball. Rogoff will come up the left wing and manage the Penguins. So Havlicek on the left side swings it around to Michael Wells wearing the number 10. And he'll one-hand pass it out to Havlicek on the other half of the court. And Ivintosh now at the top of the arc points exactly where he wants Wells to go. And Wells will pivot away. Penguins passing it around. Fahey now in the right corner. And he has 10 seconds to shoot. Rogoff now passes it around. Fahey drops in. He'll come up with a runner. And the jump shot is no good. So the Penguins use the entire shot clock right there. Defense coming from the Penguins sideline. Phil Havlicek knocks the ball loose. But number 22.
Beautiful.
Of Northwest. That is Quick Warner. He came up with a shot. No good. No score here in the first minute of play as Fahey and the Penguins swinging around to Rogoff on the right baseline. He'll bring it out to the right side now. Fahey swings around to Wells on the left. And the Penguins passing beautifully thus far. Fahey bumps into a defender and goes up for a jump shot. No good. Josh Jarrett on the defense right there. Quick Warner hands it out to Jarrett at the top. And so the Beacons have Peter Nelson on the right side. He wears number 10, guarded by number 10. That's Michael Wells of the Penguins. And number 12, Andrew Williams, shows up with a clean jump shot. We've matched up numbers here. Number 12, that's Williams, plastered by Ivintosh on defense, respectively. And so Williams scored the first bucket of the entire game, 2-0. The Beacons in the lead right now, 18-10 on the clock. Ivintosh tries a spin-around move, gets Havlicek underneath the hoop for an easy two. They made it look easy. And so number 22, Quick Warner, once again working on Rogoff. Rogoff pushing some full court press right there. He's looking very feisty on defense, very close to Quick Warner. And now Wells working up on Nelson. Both number 10, I repeat. So ball falls out of bounds to a young fan right there. And it'll be Quick Warner to inbound from the sidelines. So the Penguins right now calling out for defense. Big pass going to Josh Jarrett on the inside. Havlicek, not enough defense right there. 4-2. The Penguins in a 2-point deficit early on. And so Ivintosh gets this one off of the official's foot. It bounced right up. And Boy, in handball, ladies and gentlemen, on the playground, you'd call that pops or something like that. And Rogoff on defense right there. Gets a push called on him. And so it'll be Northwest to inbound once again. 17:30. And I got to give a shout-out to Dr. Rogoff. That's Nate's dad. Nate getting the big start as point guard tonight in place of the injured Alistair Fleck. He's out for just a bit this season. Hopefully we'll see him later on. Big shout-out to Melbourne, Australia, and all you listeners of radio.dominican.edu. So Penguins get a huddle going on right there from the last whistle. 17:19 on the clock. And it will be our first man at the line. That's Eric Quick Warner, the 5'11 sophomore for Northwest. Penguin cheerleaders in attendance tonight, very strong. And Quick Warner drops the first one in for a 3-point lead right now against the Penguins. So DJ Lefty, formerly known as DJ E, and DJ B also alongside, having a good time on the mics right now. And the second one from Quick Warner is out and rebounded by Havlicek. They get it out to Rogoff on the left side. He finds Fahey in the corner. Wells catches the jump pass.
In the air, too.
Absolutely. Came out in that triple threat position. Perfect form right there. And Fahey now looking for open spots. He goes inside to Havlicek, who's falling back as he put up that shot. No good off the glass. Nelson now to drive it up against Wells. He's caught by Rogoff, and Havlicek now working on number 33. That's Brent McKee. And whistles fly as the ball headed back towards half court on the loose ball. And confusion now ensues.
I didn't even see that, J-Well. I mean, what happened exactly?
DJ, any word?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. All I saw was the ball go backwards in half court, and I guess it was Beacon's ball, but I thought it was Penguin ball.
Exactly. So the Beacon's working on the Penguin defense right now. McKee on the left wing. Nelson up the middle. He goes up against Wells for a jump shot. Big rebound right there. And boy, oh boy, McKee came right streaming through and put back for the 5-point lead right now by Northwest. And so Fahey now with Rogoff, two of the most experienced players on the court right now. And Ivan Tosh puts up a beautiful jumper just beyond the arc. Got to call that a field goal if I saw. So the Penguin deficit now just two. Rogoff running it. Wells from behind nearly knocked it out of the hands of Quick Warner. Williams now hands it back to Quick Warner, guarded very closely by Rogoff. Loses the ball, stumbles, and regains it. Rogoff now still plastered to him. Big jumper out of number 44.
All right.
That's Jarrett. He was just inside the arc, and no good. So Penguins rebound, and Wells will have it from the right side. He'll work it into Rogoff's hands, and they will practically slap hands right there. As no one was covering him very closely. Penguins look like they have outside open shots. Havlicek checks one, goes inside the corner of the key, and hits the net, but not inside the hoop. Fahey grabs that rebound and dribbles outside and gets a foul called. In will be Adrian Valderrama, number 5. He'll tag out Nate Rogoff. Once again, a shout-out going to Dr. Rogoff, Nate's father. Valderrama inbounds to Fahey, who looks at a quick three, pops in inside the arc for a long two, but it's no good off the front of the rim. Fahey, don't normally see that kind of shooting from him. So Williams now goes inside. Havlicek with a huge block right there.
Oh my gosh.
Brent McKee. He just went up there and slammed it back in his face.
That was the third time that was passed into the audience, J-Lo. I mean,
these men have gone crazy.
Gotta love that, though. Hard play right now. 7-5. Northwest trying the most offense they can. Valderrama now the shortest player on the court. And Jarrett going up for a big layup. No good. Brent McKee goes back up with a putback. And he's strong into the hoop. Valderrama now to push it forward for the Penguins. And the Penguins will have to slow up a bit because they need every single player of their team in on this one. And so Ivan Tosh now work it over to Rama in the right side. I hope I can abbreviate his name. Valderrama. Love to say it. Havlicek gets called. just before his pass to Fahey gets it inside. 14:21 on the clock. And 9-5.
I didn't see
it. The Dolly Parton.
I didn't either.
Score. And so Northwest will have the possession here. Wells and Ivantosh come out. The Chavis brothers come in. That's Adam and Ray. Ray Chavis pushing some full court press. Gotta love that. He's on Nelson of the Beacons. Chavis barely backed off by Nelson. He'll work the left side. And then they go to number 22. That's Quickborn. He goes inside to Williams, who gets an easy bucket to drop. The net hardly moved on that one. 14 minutes to go. Valderrama now working the right side again. 11-5. The Penguins in deficit right now by 6. Havlicek tosses it out to Fahey at the top. He barely gets it into Havlicek with an over-the-top pass. Adam Chavis tosses it back to Fahey. Miscommunication right there. And the Penguins have no, absolutely no chance to get it. Timeout is called. Brett Devaney needs to talk to his men right now.
Northwest is just absolutely determined to come in here to the Penguin territory and absolutely melt the ice. It's absolutely ridiculous. And that right now, the score is 11-5. We're down by 6. Is that correct, DJ Lefty? Am I counting correctly now?
That's right.
Okay. And it's just, I don't know, what do you think?
It looks like these guys, they either watched the game last night and said these Penguin boys are going to go down no matter what we deal with. I don't know what their track record is, but I don't think they want to lose this game. I mean, they might have seen the game that the Penguin boys played last night, and maybe they see that Alistair Flax on the bench, and they say, time to get going and get these guys where it hurts.
Yeah, I think the Penguins are still a little shell-shocked by losing their point guard.
Absolutely. It's a hard loss, too.
I assure you, both teams have looked at game film of both the opposing squads. The inbound going to Jarrett on a big pass. His put back is no good off the front of the rim, and the Penguins rebound now. Valderrama to run it for the Penguins. They get it to Chavis in the left corner. Havlicek swings around to Ray Chavis on the right side. Adam snuck around the baseline and gets a called go against the Penguins. Everyone in uproar on this one. And the officials hand the ball to Northwest as substitutions will come in on the next play. That's Andrew Miller to come in for the Beacons. Penguins will need defense just as it's called from the bench. Valderrama now playing defense as Northwest swings the ball around with very good ball movement right here. Williams working on Chavis as, boy, Penguins are playing very feisty defense, but it's too much. Check that, not too much, as the Penguins force a turnover right there. Havlicek came up with an interception. And Valderrama now from the right side. And Penguins swing it back over to Chavis in the left side. Brett Devaney wants patience from the Penguins. Fahey with a jump shot. Just in and out. And boy, 11-5, the score stands as the Penguins mount more offense in the coming shots here. And
there we go.
Number 22, that was Quick Warner with a very long three, but no good. Penguins come up with a rebound. Valderrama, one hand passes it out to Ray Chavis for three. In and out from the corner. The putback by Havlicek is an absolutely beautiful shot right there. Ladies and gentlemen, wonderful play right there by the Penguins. Foul coming from Ray Chavis as he reaches in on Nelson.
That's 12. A hard one, too.
So the Penguins close the gap. 4 points deficit here. Once again, substitutions coming in. Number 24, that's Jordan Wittenberg in for Northwest along with Miller. So 12:13, the clock is going. And Williams now working on Chavis on the right side. And the Penguins have to deal with Miller moving around the court. And Northwest able to go inside. Havlicek goes to the floor side. Gets a call to go his way. 12:01 on the clock. Cinderella, get inside your castle. It's just after midnight on the first half here.
The score is 11-7 or 7-11. I mean, still, if the Penguins don't get on top of it, they're going to make slushes of us.
Great call. 7
up. Oh, my gosh. You two are so crazy.
And so Valderrama now calling the offense for the Penguins. And Pat Fahey trying to work things out on the left side. Valderrama now has to work it out. And Havlicek comes up to the top of the arc to take the ball. Penguins moving the ball. Absolutely beautiful. And a travel is called. I don't know what happened
there. I didn't see it.
His feet were in the air when the travel was called. And 11:39 on the whistle.
It was like that double dribble call. I didn't see it. Didn't happen.
It's amazing. We saw so many more fouls in the women's than we do in the men's. And now these in the men's, we don't see at all, and they're being called.
It's crazy.
Whistle's well in effect tonight. Good call there. Miller working it from the top of the arc. Chavis knocks it away, and it's back into the hands of Quick Warner. And so the Penguins still working on defense, very feistily, very up in your face. Valderrama gets a push called on him. 11:14. Havlicek questions what is going on right now.
I'm questioning it too. What just happened?
Shout outs going out to Nate Rogoff's dad and those in Melbourne also coming in to the game. We had Ivan Tosh coming back in. Shout outs going to DJB and every listener that she's brought in tonight, whether it be by text or by just sheer connection. And so, gotta have DJB and Lefty on the mics tonight. Gotta love having the ladies.
It's kind of ironic. She's actually sitting to your left tonight, J-Wo.
Good call. J-Wo right in the middle of the action right now. So Penguins get the ball and possession on that last whistle. Valderrama now running the offense again. Just about 11 minutes to go. And I believe that's number 42, Trammell, to come in for the Penguins. Ivintosh now looking for an open man from the left wing. Pat Fahey's back by the half court. Great inside pass by Havlicek. And they find Chavis in for a nice two ball. Penguins now within two. 10:42 to go. And Quick Warner working up against Valderrama. And Penguins get a turnover right here. Loose ball. Everyone on the floor. Ivan Tosh the first one down. And ball goes to the Penguins. Big.
Thank goodness. Oh, yeah.
There were about, like, seven men on the floor right there. That was absolutely ridiculous. That was like, tackle.
That's what
we
call a dog pile.
Big call.
I only thought that those were in football.
Big call right there. Players hitting the floor. Gotta love that scramble for the ball. And a fumble, yes. It's called a fumble in basketball and football. Same result. And Trammell is indeed on the floor. And so he came in for Ray Chavis. And so Adam Chavis now at the top of the arc, working it into Ari Ivintosh, who drives the lane, gets a foul called from the corner of the key. Substitutes coming in for Northwest on this whistle. Ari's going to take the ball from the baseline. Number one, that's Garrett Crinklaw, the 6'3 junior. He'll come in for Jordan Wittenberg. And so Penguins working on offense now. Chavis to Fahey. Penguins have a chance to tie it up or better, but they turn it over. Crinklaw came up with the interception right there. And Valderrama now on defense here. Trammell up against number 33. That's Brent McKee. And McKee, check that. That's Michael Van Loon who came in. Also, his shot went tall. And the Northwest is rebounded in the loose ball. Trammell comes up with it as Northwest has a couple chances right there. 9:42 on the clock. Big heads up play from Van Loon. He's got an open basket. He almost misses his dunk. Chavis now there to rebound. That gets the crowd up. They love the missed dunks. Fahey misfumbles a pass.
Oh, my god!
And it is now sloppy ball here as Nelson goes up for a layup off the top of the floor.
And he meets up with our Penguin cheerleaders.
Finally.
And he hit the wall right there. 13-9, the Penguins, and Trammell misses the pass from Valderrama. I don't know if it's miscommunication right there, but players are looking a little sloppy. 13-19.
That was horrible.
And the mops are out. The towels are out, but the players still waking up to this one. Just inside 10 minutes, just about 9 minutes to go in the first half here, ladies and gentlemen. Nelson now pops up for a 3-ball. And Chavis is there to rebound. He bumps up, brings it across midway, and he will stop it just inside the arc. His pass is bumped by McKee.
These guys are on fire.
So Nelson brings it back, and Northwest trying to capitalize off a couple Penguin turnovers. Rebound, Fahey. Oh, and Valderrama off his feet. Couldn't handle the pass from Fahey. So 8:40 on the clock, and the Penguins' third straight turnover. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking and seeing the continent of Antarctica turn into a popsicle out there. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
The Conlon Rec Center not shaky on the San Andreas fault, but the Penguins trying to solidify their defense and quit the turnovers here. Fahey on defense, and Williams slips, hands the ball out to Travis. Valderrama now will run it. Fahey goes inside. Jumper just outside. No one to rebound. And Trammell's there on full court press. But the Northwest Beacon's able to knock it away. And knock it away is Adam Chavez as the Penguins now running it back on transition. 8 minutes to go. And just 13-19. Low scoring game here in the first half. And Valderrama hands it off to Pat Fahey. And now things finally slow down. 15 on the shot. Chavez absolutely loses his feet. And Williams has an easy layup. And he goes straight back to defense and
gets away with it.
Gave
horrible
that
foul, too.
Gave that one away. Foul called by Lefty. Can't say I saw it. Substitutions coming in. Towel called for by the officials.
They completely tripped him up, Jay Whale. And yeah, it was right.
He just pushed on his knee and grabbed the ball. I'm like, if a ref can't see that's a foul, I should just jump in there and start blowing whistles, too. Like, seriously. I'm bringing whistles next game.
No, I have a whistle on my keychain. I'm a lifeguard.
Let's
so you can borrow that one.
Give it to me.
And so, substitutions coming in on that one. 44, Josh Jarrett back in the game. Kruger comes in for Fahey. And so Penguins struggling for some offense here. 7:30 on the clock. 15-9, the Penguins deficit. Whistle comes right here. And it is a push in the back. As Valderrama was definitely handled on that one. Well, he handled the ball. 7:21 right here in the men's game. Well underway. Plenty of folks here in the Conlon Rec Center. Chavez to inbound. Valderrama kicks it out to Trammell, wearing the number 42, standing very tall. Ivintosh now takes it up the left arc. Gets followed around by Nelson, and Ivintosh drains this two ball. 7 minutes, just about 7 minutes to go. Penguins finally break the 10-point barrier. And Williams now working up on Chavez on the right side. He goes baseline. Trammell's there to defense.
Yeah.
And the Penguins almost on rebound. And is barely saved by Josh Jarrett. And he's out of bounds, so the Penguins will have the possession. And so, big words coming out here. USC defeated Cal in Cal Berkeley. So, big news for Bay Area fans. In other news, back to basketball here, men's basketball, right here in the Conlon Rec Center. So, Trammell from Chavez, back to Chavez at the top of the arc, 6:30. The time remaining in the first half here. Trammell to Ivintosh on the right wing. 8 on the shot. Ivintosh goes up. Beautiful fadeaway jumper into the back of the net. 6:20 to go. And the Penguins fighting back here. They're just 2 points away from tying this one up. So Valderrama meets Nelson right at the halfway line. And Williams now works inside to the lane. He stops. And goes up, air ball.
There we go.
And so Valderrama will run it up to Chavez on the right side. No look pass to Chavez, and it's a travel call. Whistle comes. Trammell comes out. Great minutes right there. Phil Havlicek will come back in. Also, number 22 checking back in is Eric Quickwarner. So the Penguins, just inside 6 minutes, have closed the gap to 2 minutes. Also to come in is Michael Wells in for Adrian Valderrama.
I'm looking for those rebounds, and our men Penguins are doing it this time. But
exactly. They'll need those rebounds to get second chance points and on the defensive end to make sure they get an offensive chance here. Wells working on Quickwarner as they come across the court. Jarrett now standing very tall against Havlicek. Shot comes up from McKee. And Wells comes down with it. Whistle's called. 5:41 left in the first half. About 20 till 9 o'clock Eastern. Check that, not Eastern. Pacific time.
Standard time.
Center Fell, California, the beautiful 94901, ladies and gentlemen.
He's taking a couple trips with GPS, that's where he's going.
Apparently.
And so Michael Wells will bring it back for the Penguins. Havlicek in the right side. They swing it around to Chavis at the top of the arc. He'll stand, fake a pass, goes inside to Kevin Kruger. He's got elbows up.
Oh.
They call a travel on his pivot foot.
Oh, that was not a travel.
That's a horrible call. Players are allowed to pivot on a planted foot.
Absolutely.
And so 5:22 right now, and the Penguins will have to fight back on defense to get their 2 points towards the tie. So Wells working again on Quick Warner. 5:16 to go. And the Penguins scrambling around. Inside is Josh Jarrett. And Kruger came off to help the charging Northwest attack. But that left been open inside. 5 minutes to go here. And Penguins have 4 points to go to tie this one up. Kruger sends it back to Wells on the left wing. And he will now work up the Northwest even screen coming from Havlicek. Chavis from the left corner.
No.
He's got a pass from Wells. And his three-point opportunity is botched. And Havlicek right on top of Jarrett on the rebound. And a technical's called on Jarrett. I don't know exactly what words came out of his mouth, but it had to have been something. He was just walking around. So 4:43. And I know that T don't mean time out. The officials have called this one up
as a technical.
So big choice words coming out of head coach Dave Lipp in his 22nd season as coach of Northwest Christian College.
Ouch.
And so the Penguins now huddle on Brett Tavani in his fourth season. So the Penguins now just 4 points away. The Penguins do go into bonus area on this one. So they will shoot fouls for the remainder of this. And check that. Northwest as well is in foul bonus. DJE is going to tell us a little bit about what that means.
I am?
There's not much to tell.
Well, I don't know. I know about technicals in pro ball, and it usually is when you say something very, very naughty to the referee. But I don't know. J-Wo, is there a lot of technical calls in college ball?
I haven't seen a whole lot, but they are a big deal whenever they do happen. Ivan Tosh taking the free throws on this one. The Penguins closing the gap to 3 points right now. Every Northwest beacon huddled around the Penguin logo at the center court. And the Penguins have made it 15-17 in the closing minutes of the first half right here. DJ B and DJ Lefty alongside helping hugely with the broadcast tonight. Going to give big shout-outs to Melbourne, Washington, Dr. Rogoff, DJ B and all her fellow listeners. Got to love the friends and family listening in to radio.dominican.edu. So Quick Warner brings it in to offense for the Beacons. And Ivan Tosh gets a hand on the line. Chavis with a huge block right there. He just swatted that fly out of the air. 4:25. Everyone is riled up on this one. And it's still Northwest ball on this one.
Right into the audience once again.
Absolutely. Chavis came around the backside and he just swatted the ball
that
away.
That was beautiful. Too bad it's not our ball.
And so Northwest will have the forced inbound pass and doing the great old elementary style stack break up. And so the Beacons now separating out Kruger and Wells, Ivan Tosh on the perimeter. And then there is McKee who barely gets it out to. Who is that down there? That is Williams down there. Quick Warner. Chavis now steals it. 4 minutes to go. And his layup is just off the rim. Rebound Northwest. Brian Nichols in the game for Northwest. Kruger gets a mishandled ball. And Wells now to play a little guard. He'll come up the right side. Drives the lane. Boy, he was carried along through the air as he got tripped up somehow in his path through the lane.
That looks so painful. It was just a face plant.
Boy, he flew about 8 feet through the air. Substitutions coming in. This is number 44, Pat Fahey. And number 11, that's Matt Ferreira. In for the Penguins. Out goes Kruger and Chavis. The Penguins, just under 4 minutes to go. They have 2 points to make the tie-up right here. And that could be Michael Wells, who's at the free throw line right now.
Please. Please, Michael Wells.
Absolutely pleading. Very good on the part of DJ Lefty. Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting live, worldwide. This is Penguin Basketball. Michael Wells is at the line. The 6 foot freshman guard.
Beautiful. Yes. Thank you, Michael Wells.
Both free throws for the Penguins. 17 all right here. And the soft 17, both teams. Nelson brings it across for Northwest, who scrambles, barely gets inside right here. As Brian Nichols goes up, the 6'4 sophomore went up to the hoop, but no good. He was fouled along the way. It'll be 17-17 still, and they go to the free throw line. And so, ladies and gentlemen, more free throw shooting for the last 3:37. Ferreira getting some instruction from Brett Tavani on the free throws. Nearly 9 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, Pacific Standard Time. And absolutely a wonderful night of basketball going on right here. And so Nichols drops in his second shot to make it 19-17. Havlicek inbounds to Wells, who meets only half-court defense. Fahey cornered in the right side. And it'll be Ferreira in the big striped shoes, wearing number 11. He passes it off to Fahey on the left side that time. Ivintosh now to work it from the top of the arc. 15 to go on the shot. Ivintosh drives the lane, goes right-left on his layup from the left side. Beautiful layup to tie the score right here. McKee met by Wells in defense. Northwest flooding the perimeter. Big calls from the Penguin bench on defense. Ferreira looking at the pointing hand of McKee, and he goes right in to steal the ball. Wells now guarding the ball. They get it up to Ferreira, and he shoots it across the lane. Fahey picks it up like the catch. He just about buries a three. He picks it up, goes for a long two, tipped away by Northwest. McKee comes down with a rebound, and Ferreira with his hands in there, playing some very good steal defense right there. And the Penguins getting feisty on defense, as they've been all night. Wells gives them word of encouragement, and Northwest will shoot free throws off of that foul. 19 all.
Well, that's what we want to see, that beautiful defense. And everybody was just scrambling around over there to get the ball, and I was so proud and happy.
There we go. McKee sinks that first one to make it 20-19. And so the Penguins trying to work it up here, getting a lot of fresh legs in there and working up their defense, as DJ Lefty loves it. And so there goes Wells. He'll come up the left side. He'll call the offense. Swinging around is Fahey from the left corner for three. He swishes this one. The voice crackling of J-Wo, 22-21. The Penguins with a one-point lead. And Wells plastered all over McKee. Penguins on feisty defense. Nelson gets free. He shoots. It's short off the rim. Wells finds Ferreira on a big touchdown pass. Ferreira is fouled on his way up. 2:10 on the clock. 22-21. The Penguins in the lead. And it'll be Ferreira getting instruction from Wells right on the court. And Ferreira will go to the line right here.
Is touchdown a basketball term?
Oh, it's a touchdown pass all the way from one end of the court to the other, Lefty.
Okay. Just wondering. I've never heard it. I've never heard it used before. So
field goals do exist right here. Free throws coming up from Ferreira. And Ferreira will absolutely sink this one. 23-21. And the crowd is nail-bited and on their seats. Nail-bitten, I guess would be more correct. On the edge of their seats. And Ferreira comes up with another one. He's excited to play defense again. And so they push full court. Eric, quick Warner now, brings it across the halfway line. 2 minutes to go. That's the 2-minute warning, ladies and gentlemen. And Ferreira absolutely feisty on defense. A very fiery show right there. And they get it inside. Northwest goes to Andrew Miller, who works inside, but no good on his shot. The put back from the rebound, and Ivintosh is slammed in as he goes for his rebound. 1:46 on the clock. Hitting the floor is Brian Nichols.
Two Penguins just helping him up there.
A little slow to get up as he holds the back of his hand, and he knows he's all right. Winces a bit in pain, but the Penguins get to clean off the towel a bit. And so Ivintosh now going to the line for the Penguins, who have a 24-21 lead in the final 2 minutes of play in the first half. Tavani goes over to the scores table to check some stat worth knowing. And Ivintosh now looks up 10 feet away from the hoop. And there goes in a one-point basket. 25-21 now the Penguin lead. Fahey and Havlicek stand at the halfway line. Chavis set to come in on the next whistle here. Ivintosh gets this one to bounce around. Whistles fly. Havlicek comes out for Adam Chavis. And the Penguins getting ready for more full court defense. And big defense from Michael Wells. Doesn't get a call to go his way. As the official still point, it is blue ball. Northwest in the blue and gold. We learned that they are Beacons and not Deacons in game one. That's the women's game, by the way. So, men in action here. Ferreira came from behind and absolutely just tapped the ball away. 26-21, the Penguin lead right here. Ray Chavis to come in. And it'll be the Penguins moving from my right to my left, ladies and gentlemen. Northwest is attacking the northern hoop very respectively. Eric Quick Warner now at the line. He'll shoot two free throws with 1:30. Check out this one. With 1:39 to go on the clock, both it looked like a one-on-one situation as all players set to rebound that one if it missed. Quick Warner's second one does fall in. Penguins with the three-point lead. 98 seconds to go in the first half here. Ivintosh drives the baseline, goes off the front of the rim, and Northwest tips it away to Quick Warner. Chavis now. That's Adam Chavis knocking the ball away from Brian Nichols. So Quick transition in. Michael Wells now to run it from the right side. Chavis standing at the back. Ivintosh fakes a three. Hands it back to Wells. And Ivintosh now in the left corner. Goes straight over Quick Warner. And a call is going for Northwest. So 1:14 on the clock. Number 23, that's Jeremy Campbell. Chappell will check in, the freshman from Roseburg, in for Brian Nichols. So the Penguins now playing full court D, 3 points, the deficit of Northwest. And Quick Warner falls to his knees right there, but he gets back up to get the ball from McKee. And so Chavis again on defense, trying to play feisty defense, going for steals right here. And the first shot from Chappell is no good. The putback by Northwest is inside 48 seconds. Wells dishes it out to Ivintosh. Ivintosh will hand it back to Wells. 40 seconds to go. 10 difference on the shot clock. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Fahey fires up a three ball, but it's just long. That is not seen very often from Pat Fahey. 32.7 on the clock. The shot clock is turned off. I don't know why. Because the Penguins have a chance to get a possession right here. 26-25. The Penguins with a one-point lead. Michael Wells working on Eric Quick Warner. And so Quick Warner pauses with the ball. He dribbles it up down to 15 seconds on the clock. Almost a miss and an over carry by Andrew Miller. The very tall 6'5 sophomore out of Eugene does a carry over. 14.4 seconds. Penguins will have the final possession right here if Wells plays it right. Penguins with a one-point lead right now. And so the ball is thrown out of bounds. Intended for Pat Fahey in the left side corner. 5.7 to go. Coaches screaming around. Ray Chavis will take the side out for the Penguins. Slaps the ball and it's blocked by 23. That's Jeremy Chapel. And Northwest will push it forward to Andrew Miller. And his shot at the buzzer is absolutely no good. Just about 9 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. And zeros read on the scoreboard, 26-25.
Are you okay there, DJ Lefty? I mean, you kind of collapsed onto our table there.
I thought they were going to... When I saw that they got the possession, I'm like, no, please don't make another shot. And they didn't. I was like, oh, I can rest now. We have a point ahead. I'm fine.
Well, 1 point ahead, but in basketball, we all know that it's not much.
No,
at
that is not
all.
Much. But thankfully, we're at least ahead. I mean, we could be behind, and that would be horrible, but... We've got 1 point, and that's good.
You know, we've got the Penguin ladies out here. The cheerleader is about to do their little exhibition here for halftime. And although they're hot in their hip-hop outfits, we need to get some fans and turn up the AC so we can refreeze this Penguin territory.
And to keep with these strange metaphors, as we were talking about the 300 for those who died in hell, this is not very much like Thermopylae. When the Persians just kept coming with wave after wave. This is a little bit more like Alexander the Great against the Persians. Hopefully, we're Alexander the Great and not the Persians.
See, well, one thing about great empires is they always fall, so I hope we don't fall tonight as much as they've been all over the floor.
Hopefully not.
You know, one thing that I did notice, J-Wo and DJ Lefty, is that the ball was constantly out of bounds. Not only out of bounds, but in the risers and in the audience and in the on the bench as well.
The ball was everywhere, I agree.
You know, and I was looking at maybe we should have a ball zone, like they have a splash zone in SeaWorld for Shamu.
That would be a good idea. Maybe that would help a little bit, but... I think what we need to do a little bit more than just having a ball zone, like splash zone, is communicate. Because I saw that ball launch into the Beacon's bench, and I was wondering, are we passing it to the other team who's sitting down now? No, we're passing it to the guys on the court. But it's all right, because sometimes a little miscommunication happens. You see one guy out of the corner of your eye, and you think he's still right there, but he's over here now. So sometimes you miss, and... Hopefully, we won't miss as much in the second half.
Peripheral vision is also very deceptive. I mean, you think, you know, when you look something straight on, you have it right there and you know your depth perception. But if it's in you at the corner of your eye, all adrenaline pumping, you know, you never know how far they are. Exactly.
Exactly. So it's a hard thing when the miscommunication, the second glance, you know, it's a little difficult. And those fouls, sometimes you can't see the fouls because everybody's huddled in one corner and you see the ref make the call and you wonder, you know, if I had seen that, would I have made that call?
I have a question. We actually have all male referees this game. And whereas in the last game there were two female referees and one male referee, and they were very hesitant to call out of fouls that we had seen, and it seems like the male referees in this game are very, very eager to call them even if we hadn't seen them or if they didn't seem very apparent.
That's true. Sorry, Jerry.
That is an excellent question, DJB, about the officials and which whistles will be called, but I have, you know, I've called some collegiate ball right here in Conlon Rec Center's Roger Goodwin sweeping the floor. Make sure it's clean for the second half. And I got to tell you, different officials call it however they feel that night, it seems. Men and women both call for both men and women games. So there's a night-to-night kind of interchange right there. And thank you very much to the stat ladies getting us all the scores. And right on the money. So for DJ B and DJ Lefty, if you guys want to continue, I will take our halftime break. Otherwise,
I think we're good for right now. We might come in a little early to kind of warn you listeners up before the game. I know that J-Wo does such a good play-by-play that, you know, sometimes DJ Lefty and I don't get much to say in, but he does a wonderful job, and I thank you, everybody out there who's listening tonight. This is radio.dominican.edu, and I hope you enjoy some of our Indian Inside artists.
So, ladies and gentlemen, returning with the second half of DU basketball men against Northwest Christian College about 10 minutes, 26 to 25. The Penguins after 20 minutes. Radio.dominican.edu.
Until you tasted blood, I'll never forget. was until you tasted what I never wanna see that look again. Never wanna see it again. Is my memory playing tricks on me, trying to convince me of forgetting about you? Taking my flashing of lights and of color, surely one day I will pull it together. I'm so sharp, I never felt it. My mind's a temple, but my soul has left it. So old as that might be, must be from that soul. What divine planet did you fly in from? Where have you been all of my life? Every day with you, I felt so blessed. Until I took a Greyhound bus to the chest and rolled up in your sleeve, I thought I could see the butt of the knife. The sky has love. That's when you tasted blood. That's when you tasted blood.
Never wanna see it again. Never wanna see it again.
Another story is gone.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to radio.dominican.edu here live at the Conlon Rec Center covering the men's basketball game tonight. We are in the second half coming into it. About 3.5 minutes more. We are currently up by one on a 26-25 on the scoreboard. I mean, what do you have more to say about that, J-Wo?
You know, DJB, at the half, I got the stat sheet. Lovely work by the score table. Brandon Davis in the house. Jesse Mazza on the training. I got to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, Marin Independent Journal, which GPS always carries with her 50 cents a copy. And then there's Allen Realtors, Bon Appetit, Wells Fargo Bank, the Mechanics Bank, as well as Puentes Taqueria and the Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got DJ E. She's bouncing along with the music. The Indian unsigned artist here on radio.dominican.edu. So, just about 2 minutes to go, and the teams will come out to get their warm-ups from halftime done. But first, I'm going to give you some stats. And so, here we go from the first half, leading the Northwest Christian Beacons is Brent McKee. With 3 of 5 shooting, he's got 5 rebounds, 4 of those offensive. He's got all the offensive rebounds for Northwest Christian. He's also tied as the highest point scorer for Northwest with 6. Andrew Williams scoring 6 as well. So that's the big stats right there. Northwest Christian also shooting 9 of 26 from the floor, 7 of 8 from the free throw. And so, big numbers right there. Penguins also matching that free throw percentage with perfect 10-foot shots from the free throw line, 8 of 8. And Penguins have also sunk 2 3-pointers on their 6 shots. Penguins are 8 and 22 in the first half, 8 of 22 from the floor in the first half. Nearly identical stats from both teams. Exactly same stats on the steals, blocks, turnovers, rebounds. They're all the same between both teams. And leading the Penguins is Ari Ivantosh, who shot 4 of 5 in the first half, racking up 13 points, leading all scorers. And so the Penguins getting plenty of work out of their bench players, working without Alistair Flack, the injured point guard at this point. We'll hear from him in the coming week here. Just a minute to go before play resumes. Both teams have flooded the court once again. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have more men's basketball, Penguin Radio. Check that, we are not Penguin Radio, we are DU Radio. We are getting AOL instant messages on DUC Radio. So once again, shout outs going to Dr. Rogoff father of Nate Rogoff, and then Melbourne, Australia. I know we have plenty of listeners right there. And then also big shout-outs to DJ B and all her fans. DJ B's making her worldwide debut on color commentary here at this men's basketball game and the women's basketball game just prior to this.
Well, thank you very much, J-Wo. I'm just looking around and observing the different players and the different teams. And Alistair, his foot is very much iced. And I just saw Flatten from the game before, just heavily, heavily iced. She's got ice on her knee and ice on that same ankle as well.
And ice is a very common way to help injuries and sore muscles recuperate for the next day and week. And so players are back on the floor. DJ Lefty is on the mic as well. She had a great half. And so 20 minutes on the clock and the ball is back in play. Nelson for Northwest, working it from my right to my left. Northwest attacking the southern hoop. Penguins will be attacking the north. Quick Warner puts up a swift jumper. And so a swift way to take away the lead right there. Penguins now down by one. Rogoff in with Havlicek, Ivantosh, Wells, and Fahey. For the Beacons, it is out on the floor. Jarrett, Quick Warner, Nelson, McKee, and one other. That would be Jarrett or Williams. Excuse me. So, Penguins after a couple missed shots right there. And the ball bounces off of Wells' foot. And so, Nelson just barely dribbling it. Obviously, Wells was all over him playing defense right there. And the kick ball, as it counts, 19-13. The Penguins 1 point down here early on in the second half of men's basketball here Saturday evening. 9:11 the time on the clock. Eric Warner will wrap around the arc as Rogoff stays with him. Number 20, Rogoff is called on a personal foul, first one of the half. 19:01 on the clock. Nelson will inbound it to Quick Warner in the same position. And Beacons are flying around the court as the Penguins wrapping up their defense right here, being very solid. Ivantosh very close on Williams. Both players wearing number 12. Calls coming from the official DJE. Looking on in disgust that the whistle's going on. DJ B also knows what it's like to whistle as lifeguard experience. And so the pass is tipped away by Havlicek, and Rogoff tries to come up with it. Nelson fights for it, and Nelson comes up with it for Northwest. Havlicek got a hand on it, but he also got a hand on Nelson's arm. And so a foul is called, and Northwest will continue to retain possession here on the Penguin defensive end of the floor. Penguins once again are defending the northern, check that, the southern hoop. And Ivantosh rushes ahead to get the ball from Williams. And the ball is not swatted away. Quick Warner now working against Rogoff. Defense called from the crowd and the Penguins bench. Williams now working against Ivantosh. He's caught off the arc. The floor is pounding here in the Conlin Rec Center as Brent McKee hands it off to Nelson and then to Williams. And Quick Warner will have to reset with just 10 seconds left. Down to 6-5 on the shot. And it'll be off the 2-point. 2-point shot from the inside. No good. Havlicek comes down with it. Rogoff now passes it back to him. So they swing it around to the left side where Ivantosh waits. So Ivantosh calls for Havlicek, goes inside on the left, gets it a bounce right in, just under 18 minutes in, 28-27, the Penguins once again with the lead. Penguins now going for a double team on the point guard, and Rogoff in on the defense of Josh Jarrett right there. Quick Warner hands it back to Jarrett, who goes for a jump shot, and it's a clean two-pointer. So Wells now will push it ahead to Ivantosh. Goes baseline on the left side. Check that. He stays in the corner. Wells will slow it down now on the right wing. Left wing, excuse me. He goes past Nelson. Hands it off to Rogoff. And Fahey for three. From the left wing. Big, big size coming from both lady DJs to my left and right.
And Jarrett comes back with another fadeaway jumper. Big rebound coming from Northwest right there, just on top of the Penguins, and Fahey over the top. And it'll be no good on the block right there. Northwest getting plenty of second chance points. 17:01 on the clock. And the Penguins, boy, they're feisty defense.
But they're getting all the fouls called on them.
Exactly. Whistles are flying. And the Penguins taking the brunt of those whistles. 30-28 as the Beacons take a 2-point lead here. It is Brent McKee off the line, and he sinks both of his, so it's now 31-28. Penguins look to Nate Rogoff.
You know, I was talking to some people in the stands tonight, J-Will, during half, and they agree with me. They agree with us that it was way too many fouls are being called, like, constantly left and right.
Exactly, and so Fahey tried a turnaround jumper, but no good. Rebound Northwest. Quick Warner now lobs it up to McKee, who gets Rogoff falling right behind him. He misses, though. Ivintosh comes up with it. He'll cross midcourt, and Rogoff pops up for a three. No jump shot, good. Pavlicek comes up with the rebound. It's no good. So Quick Warner now comes down with it for Northwest. 31-28, the Penguins down by three. Fahey goes up to block, but Jarrett gets underneath. 6:10 on the clock, and the Penguins are down by five. Nate Rogoff now sends it back to Fahey, nearly at the volleyball boundaries. And Rogoff gets the ball back just inside the arc, and they dish it out down the right side to Matt Michael Wells. Fahey working on the inside of Brent McKee. And he gets McKee to fall back, Fahey falling back with him. And so towels come out, and Fahey knows he has to wipe up the Conlon Rec Center. 15:52 on the clock. And Ari goes over to talk over some things over with Brett Tovani and the Dominican coaches. All players using their shoes to squeak up the floor in the rec center here. And, boy, it's a squeak-a-thon going on right now. As even the officials getting it in on the very high-pitched orchestra.
This is fascinating. I've never seen this before.
I've seen it done, but not for this length. Not at this length before.
Oh, and then now a towel.
And now everybody's just getting in on it. Okay.
So Andrew Miller comes in for Brent McKee on the northwest side of the ball. Ivintosh now to inbound it for the Penguins off the body of the Northwest Christian Beacons, and Ivintosh will do the same thing again. The clock didn't even move right there. Ivintosh looking for an open Penguin. He finds Wells, but it's off the foot of someone right there, as Ivintosh could not have sent off a pass that dribbled like that. And so once again, Ivintosh will stand at the eye of the Penguins on the baseline. And so at 5:52, once again, we have a third pass right there. And another whistle. The ball can't even get into another Penguin hand right there. I'm telling you, the eye of the Penguins right now is going on. And Ivintosh is right there passing it into Phil Havlicek. Finally. And so Penguins swinging around to Fahey on the left side. He drives baseline, goes off the boards. No good. And so Ivintosh and Wells pushing full court press. Eric Warner, Quick Warner, goes to Miller. And then Northwest dishes it out to Nelson and into Williams now, who does the jump shot. It's blocked by Ivintosh. And so Fahey dishes it out to Rogoff, passes to Havlicek, and he's got it in for two. The Penguins now down by three, 33-30 the total. Nelson gets his ball knocked away by Nate Rogoff. And the whistle calls, and the clock stops at 15:10 to go. Adam Chavez coming in for Phil Havlicek. So the Penguins now dealing with the Northwest stack. Ray Chavez to come in at the next whistle. Ivintosh working on his fellow number 12. That's Andrew Williams. And now Nelson swings it over to Quick Warner on the right side. Williams once again with the ball. He'll come into the key. Knocks over Rogoff. And Miller fires up a two-pointer. and sinks that one in. Substitutions coming in for the Penguins. Check that. Adrian Valderrama also coming in. Ray Chavez taps out. Michael Wells, 15:06 on the clock. And towels once again come out. Rogoff having some words with the official. Very small talkish was the words. 3 points away. DJ Lefty shakes her head in disagreement.
That was a charge if I ever saw one. He had his feet completely planted. That was a charge. But I guess we're not going to... That's okay. At least we got the ball.
It's, you know, it's not okay. The Penguins in their home stadium, down by five. They cannot get every whistle going against them as Valderrama now will take it straight across the line. And Fahey will find Valderrama on the opposite side. That'll be the left side. He's guarded by Quick Warner. Ivan Tosh now swings it on to Ray Chavez, an excellent three-point shooter for the Penguins, and to his brother, Adam Chavez, who jumps up for a long 18-footer. It hits off the front of the rim, northwest rebound. Valderrama now on to Quick Warner, and Andrew Miller.
Very nice, wow. Very nice. He just stole that ball right out of the air.
I'm losing my names right here. Andrew Williams is working on. And so the Penguins get it around to Pat Fahey for another 3-point ball. But it's off the front of the rim. And boy, Quick Warner brings it back for the Northwest Beacons. So Jarrett now with a fadeaway jump shot. That pumps him up. And he knows he had a great shot right there. 37-30, the Northwest, the Beacon lead right now. 14 minutes to go. Valderrama calls some offense right here. They give Fahey the ball in the left corner. They swing it around to Ray Chavez at the volleyball boundaries. So Chavez now looking for Chavez. And that's Adam Chavez working it against McKee. And Ivantosh goes way up the lane. Tries to knock the ball off the backboard. Gets a call to go his way. He'll be at the line for free throws. So I'd like to take the second to remind you that in the first half of play, the Penguins are perfect from the line. Timeout is called. First time out of the half. So, ladies and gentlemen, taking your breath away, I see. Everyone in the crowd is absolutely speechless at the action from the men's basketball team right now.
It's just absolutely amazing. I mean, I don't know where Northwest is getting this energy from. I mean, in the ladies' Penguins game and also now in the men's Penguins game, I mean, it's absolutely dominating. They seem to be more aggressive as the night goes on.
It's very strange because you'd think you get more tired, you get less sharp, but these Beacons are just on it. They're on it everywhere. And the strange thing is they're getting the referees to call the fouls they need. I mean, the charging foul, that should have been a charging foul, not... Even though we got the ball out of that one, still. I mean, it should have been our call, which is crazy.
Yeah, and the Penguins running up and down the court, I can tell you right now that they are not very happy feet.
Great call right there. Penguins usually having happy feet. As Ivantosh sinks his first one, so the Penguins remain perfect at the free throw line. That's going to be killer against Northwest. Come the end of this half, 31-37, the Penguins with the Baskin-Robbins score right there. And so, just to let you know, Adam Chavez has cut an ID for the station, so listeners, be paying attention for that on DU Radio. Chavez there to knock the ball away from Northwest. Ray Chavez now with the ball for the Penguins, and it'll be Ivantosh as... Gets the swing around on the right side. Gotta love that. Adam Chavez giving a big shout out to the radio station in the form of an ID. That's the station identification. Ivantosh had a beautiful drive through the lane, went left, right, crossover, and into the backboard for a beautiful layup. 33-37, the Penguins down by four. Valderrama now taking on a Quick Warner, and Ivantosh again on this feisty defense. 13:02 on the clock. In will come Brent McKee for number 44. That's Josh Jarrett. So the Penguins aided on the radio squad by Adam Chavez. Gotta love that. Chavez again for an interception. He'll take it all the way down the court, passes it off to Ivintosh. He goes off the net, and he gets stuck in between the square and the hoop. And the girls are loving it. McKee will pop that one out. But it does happen. Gotta love that in schoolyard ball. But these guys are so tall and athletic, you don't need another ball to pop it out. And so Ray Chavis will be inbounding it for the Penguins. And he just about leaves his feet right there as he gets it out to Valderrama. And then out to Ivintosh as well. So just inside 13 minutes here. Chavis again. That's Adam Chavis taking the ball. Goes into the lane. Turns around for a jumper. Fahey's there to rebound. And he puts up an easy bucket. Penguins now within two. Valderrama plastered all over. Quick Warner. Quick Warner gets tangled up by his feet. He just barely gets the ball out to Andrew Miller. And then hands it back to Quick Warner, and Northwest swings it around to Brent McKee. Check that out. Michael Van Loon, and Northwest puts in 2 points. 12:15 on the clock. Valderrama once again trying to run it for the Penguins. Adam Chavis standing at the back looking for somewhere to get into the offense. Quick Warner in transition here. Stops. He has a player. And behind the back block from Ivintosh. Huge jump right there. And Adam Chavis is mauled when he comes down with a rebound. It's just inside 12 minutes. And a big call coming. And ladies and gentlemen, oh my goodness. It is absolutely a great time to know that the Penguins are down by just 4 points and playing with much more fire than they've had all half. So gotta love this. Brett Tavani very softly goes over to the scorer's table and tries to ask a good question. And Chavis now inbounds it to Valderrama, who will trot it on over to the halfway line. And timeout is called by the Penguins and Brett Tavani. So Wirth will come out. Cheerleaders will come out for the Penguins. 11:52 on the clock. 9:25. On Pacific Standard Time, 39-35 in favor of Northwest.
Don't you just love that physicality? These guys are flying all over the place, jumping, grabbing the ball. Like, it's hard to watch without screaming into my mic. I just want to scream, you know, foul, foul, rebound, rebound. It's hard. It's hard not to.
It is very hard not to be an audience member here in the radio because, you know, our listeners don't necessarily want to hear us, you know, screaming and yelling. They want to hear facts and, you know, very detailed play-by-plays. But we are audience members. We are here almost in the stands, and it is very hard not to scream and yell for our fellow Penguins.
So, ladies and gentlemen, big three-point balls coming from the Penguins later on in this half. So I know they have the firepower to shoot them.
Interestingly enough, the three-point line is different in college and pro ball. In college ball, it's shorter. It's 19 feet, 9 inches. And in pro ball, it's actually 23 feet and 9 inches. So
a four-foot difference. And the Penguins are working it inside to Adam Chavis right here on this set. And Chavis barely gets his shot knocked out. 11:30. Knowing that the Penguins are having a great time right here. Being down 4 points anyway, they have fired up everything. And so, ladies and gentlemen, Penguin basketball, J-Woe in your headphones right now. Northwest gets the ball to go in from Garrett Crinklaw. And so he gets the ball going. 41 now the score for Northwest. Crinklaw going in to the line against the Penguins. Cheerleaders still cheering. Everyone in the crowd cheering on this one. Crinklaw completes the three-point play, 42-35, and the Penguins will have to fight back right here. Valderrama getting out to Ray Chavis on the right side. Fahey now back very far. Gets it as the Penguins swinging around to Ray Chavis on the right side. He's blocked by McKee. Check that. Yes, that is McKee. They get it back into Adam Chavis. Now on the inside, he goes off the boards for two. So 10:40 on the clock. Fist pumping coming from DJB. Nelson now has to deal with Valderrama. Defense coming from the Penguin bench, where the Penguins are very eager for this one to get even closer than it is. They get a call to go their way. The whistle is against Northwest. Clapping coming from DJ Lefty.
This is really intense. Now we only have almost 10 minutes left in the game, and we are still at 37, and they are at 42. I mean, the game can go either way. It's very close, but we'll just have to see how it goes.
Just a five-point deficit, very easy to overcome in the 10-30. Ray Chavis had to fake a pass to Ivantosh right there, who ran in. Hope there's no miscommunication for the Penguins right here. Adam Chavis now working the inside against Brent McKee. He ends up passing it off to Andrew Miller for a quick and easy turnover. And hopefully the Penguins don't do that. Adam Chavis comes back to regain his honor right there. He gets a steal, and so he passes it off to his brother Ray Chavis. And the Penguins now just inside 10 minutes have still 5 points to go. And Valderrama points away. It's a fake out to Nelson. And so Fahey gets a very lobbing pass. And Chavis goes up. And on his putback, volleyed away. He was practically horizontal when he put that shot up. And it went in for two. The Penguins now close it to within 3. And Valderrama very closely eyeing Nelson. And so Penguins big on their defensive call right here. Crinklaw in the corner. He's cornered by Ivantosh. And Northwest has to swing it around the outside of the perimeter. And a whistle away from the ball is called on Ray Chavis. And so the ball will come out from the baseline. Chavis with a personal foul right there. Personal foul is not a factor yet until the Penguins now have 6 team fouls going on right now. So we'll see how things happen here come the last 9 minutes. And so the inbounds goes to Jarrett, who is short. The ball's tipped off of a Penguin. And so it'll be blue ball once again. Oh, brother.
Well, this is so intense. Even as soon as we get a handhold on the ball, we are giving it up. And it's...
Peter Nelson trying the inbound pass again. Chavis hit the floor on that one.
I'm glad you saw that one, J-Wo, because I had no idea what was going on.
And so Fahey now to inbound as the Penguins finally get the ball back.
All I saw was that the ball was going to the Penguins, and I clapped. I don't care what happened as long as we get the ball. And when nobody's injured.
And exactly, 9:09 on the clock. Penguins down by 3, plenty of time to get things going. Valderrama now takes control. And so the Penguins will have to work their offense. They can hand it to Ray Chavis and Ari Ivantosh, who's huge in the first half. Pat Fahey, very long jumper. It's in and out from the tip of the hoop. So down with it is Andrew Williams. And so Nelson drives all the way in, gets it to Jarrett on the low side. Penguins able to rebound. Chavis and Valderrama all over that ball. 8:38 on the clock. Ivantosh gets a quick one. He passes it to Fahey back in the corner. And he gets the back of the rim, backboard before he hits the rim at all. So Peter Nelson hands it out now to Michael Van Loon for Northwest. They hand it out to Brett McKee. And Nelson now finally calling some offense. 17 on the shot. He'll work the right side. He'll go to Jarrett over the middle. Practically collapsed all over Ivantosh. Ivantosh on the back. 8:09 on the clock. And the whistle's called. A foul is called on the Penguins now. And so Northwest gets to go to the line from now on. In the final 8 minutes, that is huge.
I saw charging. That's another charging foul they should have called.
So towels come out to clean up the Conlin Rec Center. Chavis puts in his 2 shoes.
Now, J-Wo, maybe you can clear this up for me. I don't understand how that's a foul. I mean, there was the Northwest was all over our Penguins. He landed right on top of him. How was that a foul on us?
Exactly. It could be a moving feet on the block, because if you move into it at all, then it is illegal. And so I don't know what the referees are seeing right there. This is the loudest it's ever been in Conlin Rec Center as the miss comes from Jarrett. Josh Jarrett missing under pressure here. Just a slim three-point lead, and the Penguins are getting more momentum from that crowd right now than they've ever gotten before.
Chaos.
8:09 on the shot still. Josh Jarrett's shot sinks into the silence of Tomlin Rec Center. Nonetheless, the Penguins will have a chance again on offense to half the lead. By the way, Kruger came in on that last change over. Ivan Tosh takes a break. And so Wells now working from the left side on Brent McKee. He'll drive the baseline, get it over to Kruger for three. He pops up.
Oh.
It's short off the heel. And so the Penguins trying to mount an offense there end up with an outside shot. And the Penguins don't need to push those three balls just yet. But Kruger now feisty on defense on Brent McKee. He's all over him. Brent McKee has to pass it off to Peter Nelson. They swing it around to the right side where Brent McKee has moved to. And Jarrett, being the inside presence for Northwest and the Beacons, scores an easy two. They made it look easy, but the Penguins are right there.
He was so happy he got it because he tossed it up behind him and it went in. It was very strange.
And there we go once again. The Penguins working it up. Wells on the right side, working it into Adam Chavis. Chavis pops up for a long jumper. Very clean two-pointer right there, just inside 7 minutes to go. Penguins have 4 points to tie the game up. Adam Chavis, huge defense right there. He knocks away that pass into the big Penguins crowd right there.
There you go. It was the ball zone again. We need a ball zone here in the RockCon Lyric Center.
Exactly. Maybe we should get one, yeah.
Just tape off a good section on the stands right there.
Be warned. Caution. Ball zone.
And so now Andrew Williams takes the inbound pass, and it'll be Peter Nelson to direct it. And Northwest using the right side of the court. Adam Chavis once again intercepting that ball. Kruger will handle this one. He'll slow things down. Ray Chavis pops up for three. Off the heel. Penguins not there to rebound. Williams comes down with it. Nelson will take it up the left side, quickening up the pace. 6:26. DJ Lefty's pounding her head on the table. And boy, oh boy, Brent McKee now with the ball on the left side. Got Ray Chavis right inside him. Chavis getting his face knocked back by the elbows.
The coaches are going absolutely insane.
So in will come Ferreira for Ray Chavis. Two very high energy players for the Penguins. 6:14 on the clock. 4 points away from a tie game that are the Penguins. So once again, Matt Ferreira comes in on that whistle. It'll be Brent McKee at the free throw line. Check that. That's Michael Van Loon. I've been getting those guys mixed up for much of tonight. Once again, a very loud Conlin Rec Center. And McKee buries this one. Boy, I messed it up again. That's Michael Van Loon that scored a point right there. Havlicek will come back in. Kruger with some great minutes right there. Gotta love to see his energy. And so 5 points the lead for the Beacons. And it'll be Van Loon at the line. He gets this one to roll in and out. Chavis comes down with the rebound. And he gets called a travel. He was in the air the entire time. And boy, the officials did not get a clean call right there.
Where was it?
And Lefty has to cover her mic as she screams at the umpires. Check that. That's the officials. Referees. However it may be. And
how can you
we get a full timeout call here.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lefty. How can you travel if you're in the air? Well, you can travel through the air, but not travel in basketball terms at all.
No, that call should not have even happened. I didn't see it. It didn't happen. When you're grabbing the ball in the air, the one thing you could probably do is maybe fall out of bounds or come down on another player, which might be a foul. Traveling while you're standing on air doesn't happen. I don't know what the refs are doing. It's driving me crazy, though. They're not calling charging fouls, and they're calling these ridiculous fouls for Northwest. I don't know. It's driving me crazy.
You know, I mean, apparently Beacons are on a winning streak here. They beat Holy Names last night in overtime.
And so, just to let you guys know how this tournament looks out, Holy Names is in this tournament, a compact opponent for the Penguins. But it is the measure of both teams' strength, as neither conference teams will play each other. And so Holy Names, who took on the Beacons last night, lost in overtime. So the Penguins have everything to live up to against Holy Names. And so, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like the Penguins are going to have their work cut out for them. They're down by five in this. And the Penguins on defense right now. Inbounds coming from Peter Nelson. And Valderrama on defense. Wells now working on his fellow number 10, Peter Nelson. And Northwest once again swinging the ball around the perimeter, trying to find an opening. Quick Warner sends it in off the foot of Chavis. No whistle right there. Wills taps the ball away from Andrew Williams. 10 on the shot. 10 with the ball. That's Nelson. In comes Havlicek. And a whistle's called. Havlicek looks as he holds the ball. And so, got to check that. Holy Names did beat Northwest last night, if I had got my facts correct.
No, I believe that Beacons beat Holy Names last night, but Names beat us, if I remember correctly.
Names did not play us last night. Names played the Warriors from Westmont and beat the Warriors. So, big calls coming right now on Havlicek. And so, Valderrama pulls the team in for a quick huddle as the officials call out to the scores table exactly what they want to go for and penalty-wise. So the Penguins still down by five on the scoreboard. Matt Farah in with Valderrama, Havlicek, Chavis, and Wells. So a very young team for the Penguins right now on the floor. So we have encouragement coming from DJ Lefty, but she wants it to go to the players and not out to the world. And she covers her mic still, and she smiles very greatly as she knows that all you listeners exactly want to hear her. So all the players are huddled around the score table. It's like we're looking for final results from a skating competition, and we're looking for 10.0s, 9.0s. I don't know exactly what we're looking for.
In a skating competition? Are you talking figure skating, J-Lo?
Some kind of scores from the table. Everyone seems to be nervously waiting around, but it seems to have been a technical called on the Penguins. So up at the line is Eric Quick Warner, very smooth headed with the Penguins calling it, and Penguin crowd making absolutely loud for this one. But Quick Warner, unfazed, puts in two swishes and increases the Northwest lead 48-41. Penguins now retake their defensive side of the court. They are on my left. They will be shooting to my right when they come back here. So a big shout out to all our listeners on AOL Instant Messenger as well as worldwide, from San Fran to Japan and from the Yukon to the Euphrates. DJ B getting her own listeners here. Dr. Rogoff also listening, as well as anyone out there in Melbourne. Thank you very much for tuning in to radio.dominican.edu. So, ladies and gentlemen, 5:40 on the clock. DJ Lefty still confused at what's going on. Absolutely frustrated with the happenings and the whistles right now.
I can't stand it, J-Wall. I cannot stand it. I don't see these calls. I don't see these fouls or elbows flying that aren't really flying.
What exactly just happened? Because now we had two fouls on us for Northwest.
So now Miller shot two free throws and only made one. And now the Penguins will come up to a 8-point deficit. Wells will dish it out to Havlicek on the right side. He goes up, gets a whistle call. It's a 3-point play coming up right here. 5:26 on the clock. Havlicek at the line. He's got it up to 43. And the Penguins closing the gap once again, taking the momentum right back in their favor. Phil Havlicek, very key play right there. He's the junior out of San Francisco. And once again, shout out to our Melbourne listeners, David and Tegwin. That's Alistair's Flax folks from Melbourne, Australia. Tuning in to radio.dominican.edu. Defense coming from the Penguins bench. And Michael Wells plastered all over Nelson.
Oh.
And players falling all over. Matt Ferreira take the brunt of that one. 5:11 on the clock. Penguins with 44. Northwest 49. And more whistles coming on the Common Rec Center, making this one of the longest games in DU history. Who knows? So, full timeout called right here. 9:44. The time on the Pacific Standard Clock, Saturday evening, the 10th of November.
You know,
DJB.
It's 9:44, but in Melbourne, what is that, 20 hours away, 16 hours away? So it's got to be in the morning for them. So they're listening,
exactly.
You know, eating some breakfast, maybe some lunch.
Got to have your men's basketball in the morning. Got to love that. Ladies and gentlemen, wake up early to hear radio.dominican.edu. This is a live broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. DJ Lefty in the house, along with B. Dave and the rest of the men's basketball squad.
You know, the great thing about being online on online radio, J-Wo, is that I can call up my my brother over on the East Coast and have him listen. I know he's probably not listening right now. He should be in bed, but... because he's 3 hours ahead of us, but I know he's always supporting the radio no matter what.
So now players retake the floor. It is Havlicek, Wells, Ferreira, Chavis, and Valderrama. Once again, the young team out on the floor. All the Penguins having a great time, as on the floor is Eric Quick Warner, Andrew Williams, Peter Nelson. It's like Michael Van Loon, check that. Josh Jarrett, and Andrew Miller. Some of the height coming in from Northwest. So Nelson will sink the first shot to make it 50-44. Once again, 5:11 left. Loud noises coming from the crowd tonight. And a whistle's called, 51-44. Penguins will give it to Valderrama, and he'll bring it straight into the middle. And the Penguins will swiftly move around on offense. Havlicek to govern it from the right side. Wells now at the volleyball boundary. Ferreira puts up a three ball off the heel. Valderrama in on the rebound. He's on the floor.
Oh.
And everyone from... Boy, he had three Northwest players also on top of him.
Oh my
Ferreira,
God.
One of the smaller guys on the floor. And, boy, the floor got really wet on that one. And Northwest ball. And Andrew Williams picked up a small object that fell on the floor. And looks like a piece of a jersey right there. His players are very thrashy about on their defense. So Quick Warner finally gets the ball over onto the other half of the Penguins' defensive side. Ferreira very quick on him. And Quick Warner then brings it across the key and takes it to Andrew Miller on the left side. Northwest has to swing it around. 15 seconds on the shot. Andrew Williams again in the right corner now, working against Wells. Miller dishes it out to Crinklaw, who came in. And the whistle comes. And, boy, he calls for a personal foul right there on Havlicek. And so Crinklaw will go to the line.
I am not seeing any of these fouls, J-Well. None
with
at all.
Absolutely a premature whistle. Everyone in the Common Rec Center can see it, but the three folks in the black and white. And so Crinklaw crinkles under the pressure and absolutely misses that one. 51-44, the Penguins down by 7. 4:20 left in the second half. Just so you know, Northwest is shooting. Foul bonus. Penguins are one foul away from getting that. Adam Chavis comes up with the rebound on the miss. And so Wells now brings it up the right side. Penguins dish it over to Matt Ferreira on the left side. Ivan Tosh now, who's been quiet for a little while. He always brings up some high energy, though. And so he looks left and right. And Wells to Chavis down low. And it's no good as the Penguins... Another faltered attempt at a score right there. Just inside 4 minutes, and it's a timeout from Northwest. So So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying DU Radio Basketball. Shout outs going to Melbourne, Australia, and David and Tegwin listening in early morning for them.
It's actually tomorrow afternoon there, so it almost feels like a time warp. You know, they're in tomorrow's afternoon while we're still in tonight.
Exactly. So DJ B also having a lot of her fans listening in for her premiere on men's basketball. And then we have DJ Lefty also in her premiere as DJ Lefty.
Indeed. I'm happier with this name because now people won't confuse me and DJ B, because although we do sound different, some people would get confused easily. So it's good that we're separate. But it's not good that we are getting all these horrible foul calls on us. I'm not very happy with it. I don't see any of this. I called Travis for a grab, and I didn't see it. I was wondering where it was.
You know, my question is that where are these refs from? Are these refs home refs, or are these away refs, or where
did
they put them at?
Refs.
I think so, because the way they've been calling on the Penguins is absolutely ridiculous.
And I got to tell you, just for your information, ladies and gentlemen, the NAIA does supply the refs for every match, even those in the Common Rec Center here. So Northwest working it very quickly to the inside. Chavis coming up with a great rebound right there. He was mauled by players, Jarrett and Miller as well. And so the score, 51-45. The Penguins with 3:33 left. And so the Penguins playing the defense right now. And it'll be Miller swinging around to Williams now. And a whistle is called.
Actually, that score was a little premature, Jay. Well, it's 51-44, not 51-45.
And I guess I said that, 51-44. As I saw, I obviously could not relay that with my mouth. To come in, Ray Chavis for Matt Ferreira, and Pat Fahey will take the place of Phil Havlicek, who is already off to the water cooler, taking a water break. Jay Will fully endorses those. 3:20 on the clock, and it will be Andrew Williams at the line.
All of these fouls.
The fouls we never see, that's what gets me. There must be like ninja fouls or magic fouls, because I'm not seeing them. If I was a ref and I was down there, if someone elbowed you in the face, it would be a foul. If someone grabbed you, it would be a foul. But I'm not seeing fouls like that. I don't see it.
I know, but I think that the big thing is that there's so much aggression on the court tonight that, like, you put it out there and there are hits and bumps and scrapes, but then the ones you don't see are called.
Ivan Tosh with a great drive through the right side of the lane for a very pretty layup right there. 46-53. The Penguins getting a huge fifth pump out of Jay Will on this one, just inside 3 minutes. And the Penguins working big time defense right now against Northwest. They get it inside to Jarrett, who loses it under his legs, but then has to pass it out to Peter Nelson at the top. And so, second ticking off of the clock, 10 to go on the shot. And Nelson looks inside to Jarrett, who fades away with a jumper off the front of the rim. Chavis sends it out to Ray Chavis, who's one-on-one right now. He goes right up against Nelson. He falls onto the back of onto his back.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's now 53-46. Ray Chavis goes to the line, 2:26 on the clock. The game clock quickly counting down. And the Penguins, with this personal foul, will be going to the line just like Northwest has for much of about 8 minutes.
About time.
A beautiful defensive rebound and a dash down the court by the Chavis brothers and results in a great foul for us. And I'm just happy to see that, because that is a foul I did see. And I was happy about that.
Well, we're all glad that you're happy, Lefty.
So towels come out from the Conlin Rec Center to clean up the floor. Adam Chavis wiping his hands off, making sure he has a dry, clean hand to make solid passes and grab good rebounds. Chavis, Ray Chavis at the line, he drops his in. Cuts the lead to just 6 points, 2:26, plenty of time for the Penguins to get in. And Chavis sinks the second one, so the Penguins have 5 points to go to tie it up. Wells gets all over Nelson, and Nelson on the ground gets it to Crinklaw, and they barely get it up. Ray Chavis still on top of him, and Northwest barely gets it across the halfway, and so Nelson gets to reset halfway offense. Ivintosh barely able to knock away that pass. Check that. Andrew Miller able to come up with it. Crinklaw now sends it out to Williams on the left side. He'll run into Ivintosh, looks at a three, doesn't like it. Miller comes up, tries to follow his shot, goes right over Ivintosh, and the call goes for the Penguins. Big claps coming from both of my DJs on the left and right. Inside the two-minute warning, 5 points to go, and the Penguins are going to the line.
Jay, well, it's just so close. It's painstaking. It almost makes you want to go out onto the field and just shoot it yourself, because it's just, you just want to do something. And being on the radio, you can't exactly scream into the mic, but you want all the listeners out there to know how insanely frustrating it is right now.
So Ivintosh will be at the line for the Penguins to shoot two. Or it could be a one-on-one right here. And either way, the Penguins having a good time at the free throw line tonight. They sink another one, 53-49. Just inside 2 minutes, DJ B absolutely covering her mouth in anticipation of the outcome of this game. Ivintosh holds everyone in silence as he sends up a perfect ball. And so the Penguins have the half-century mark. It's 53-50 now. And a whistle goes against the Penguins right here as Ray Chavis looks like he held Eric Quick Warner right there. And it's a quick call right away. And so no time taken off the clock, and Northwest will go to the opposite end of the floor for free throws.
You know, that's funny because I didn't see that.
He was out on the floor alone. Who would he grab if he was alone?
So Quick Warner gets this one to bounce around on the rim. The Penguins fans are loving this. They are louder than they've ever been before. I can't believe it this season. The floor is pounding. And Quick Warner barely gets this one to sink in. And so Wells now takes the inbounds from Pat Fahey. Fahey, big and tall, sends it over to Ray Chavis. Chavis looking inside to Adam Chavis. Down on the baseline, working against Jarrett. He goes inside, gets a bump, and a whistle's called.
Yes!
That was a foul I did see, and that was perfect. Good.
So
that was definitely a foul I saw, too.
Jarrett now called for a personal foul. 54-50, Northwest on top by four. 1:42 on the clock. Nervousness sweeps through the crowds right now. Adam Chavis at the line.
Oh,
absolutely science. Silence. And so off the heel, Andrew Williams able to come up with a rebound. And Eric Quick Warner now to bring him across the timeline. 1:30 to go. And it'll be Andrew Miller on the left side. Out to Quick Warner. Ray Chavis practically pulling his shorts down right there. Andrew Williams swinging around, and Northwest brings it into the left corner. Quick Warner once again sends it out to Nelson, who drives into the lane, pops up at the free throw line, just off the front of the rim. Miller comes up for the rebound. Fahey just over the top, and Miller hits the floor. Penguin ball right there as Northwest fumbled it, and it went out of bounds, and the Penguin fans right there in the first row. 63 seconds to go. Penguins down by four right here.
Oh, J-Wo, the Penguin audience right there was just right out of the stand, standing up, waving towels, it looked like, you know, at the different players. It was absolutely intense.
So rally towels are out and in the hands of Colin Rick Center fans. Ray Chavis cleaning up the floor so he can make a clean pass out to Michael Wells. The Penguins now otherwise completely flooded into the offensive end of the court. They are shooting from my left to my right, attacking the northern hoop. The Penguins down by four. Wells will bring it up the right side, hand it back to Chavis. Ivintosh points right, goes left, and goes off the backboard, gets a three-point call, and could have the three-point play right here. 56.3 seconds to go. Ivintosh is at the line. He's been dynamite from 10 feet out. Off the fouls, and so both teams in foul trouble. We've seen lots of free throw line action.
Come on, Penguins!
The big cries coming out from all Penguin fans at this point. And, boy, Coach Lip out there with Dave Lip. That's head coach of the Northwest Christian. Substitution coming in from Michael Van Loon. Brett Tavani calls his guys over to talk to him. And Brandon Davis about to head over to the scorer's table to clear something up. 56.3 seconds once again. Penguins down by two. And Ivintosh is set to go to the line on this one to make it a one-point game if he sinks it. And so Coach Dave Lip, possibly the father of Jackie Lip from the women's team, in his 22nd season as head coach, calls for a timeout. Hit the road, Jack plays in the Conlin Rec Center. The Penguins down by two, but very much with strong momentum. And so it could be anyone's game at this point.
I am absolutely speechless. I mean, we have all of these people on the court tonight, and I can't believe it. It's two down. We have less than a minute to go. It is anybody's ball at this point. The fans are going absolutely stir-crazy. We have a whole section over there on the left side of the court here, all in white. I believe it's mostly the lacrosse team that's coming here to support our male Penguins here in the basketball court tonight.
So, ladies and gentlemen, head coach Brett Tavani in his third season taking up some expert plan going on right here in the last 56.3 seconds. DJ Lefty knowing that she has a great plan of her own.
Well, the only plan I have is to watch these gentlemen right in front of us to my left or to my right, and looks like they kind of know what they're doing, hopefully. And if they do, maybe what we can do is keep the ball with us, and if we can do that, then maybe we can score. Maybe we can win it.
Believe me, as they step onto the floor, they know exactly what they have to do. Ivintosh going to the line, Wells on the blocks, along with Matt Ferreira, Pat Fahey, and Adam Chavez also on the floor. For Northwest, it is Andrew Miller, Peter Nelson, Andrew Williams, Brent McKee. Check that, that's Michael Van Loon. I've been confusing them all night. And Ivintosh hits it. So it's a one-point game here. Penguins pushing full court. Quick Warner able to get it across. And Van Loon now up against Chavez. Elbows Chavez in the face. And a call goes against Chavez. And he pleads with the official just to say, I got one in the chin. Don't call a personal foul on me. So 46.7. Foul him.
How is that even possible? He hit him in the chin before he even grabbed him.
Where was it? I didn't see it. Where was it? All I saw was a huge chin for Adam Chavez's face, or an elbow to his chin. And I'm like, where is it? Where is the foul on Chavez? I don't see it.
I mean, it hit him so hard, J-Well, that it knocked his face back. I mean, I even saw that one from this angle, which is very hard down on the, not the opposite side, but the close side near all the Northwesterns.
Left. On the near side, yes, Adam Chavez taking a hit right there, but getting the call goed against him. So 46.7, we will rock you, rocks the Conlin Rec Center. Penguins down by one, both teams shooting free throws at this point. And Brett Tavani has called a timeout. He gets claps, he gets big old huddle, a big breakdown coming from the Penguins huddle. And once again on the floor, Ivintosh, Ferreira, Wells, Chavez, Fahey, and opposing the Northwest Beacons. For the Beacons, they will be at the line with 46.7 seconds left. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a nail biter, edge of your seat. Grab onto whatever you can as Van Loon will try to dent the Penguins' comeback here. Van Loon sinks the first one, 55-53. Now the Penguins going to have to rebound here like their life depended on it. Van Loon sails this
make
one in,
noise,
and it scores 56-53. 45 to go. Wells calls for Ivintosh to screen.
Come on, gentlemen.
He gets open. And so Imtar spins into the lane. Goes up for a clean layup off the backboard. Great two-pointer. Penguins down by one. And they... Wells needs to be absolutely
circuit
to
30 seconds of the clock right now.
Nelson, let's go out of bounds. And he mishandles it.
Yes.
So 28.9 seconds left. The Penguins down by one.
Yes.
This is absolutely riveting. I mean, you gotta give every and all your energy to the Penguins because every bit of energy counts.
Penguins get the side out. Fahey inbounds it to Wells. He goes into Adam Chavis, who spins, moves, goes up. It's just on the roof. He goes right off the roof again. Ivan Tosh rebounds, goes up, off the bounce. Fahey to come off the rim. No good. And Andrew Williams comes up out of the pile with the ball. And he calls for timeout. 8.2 seconds to go.
Oh, my.
And so, it is not a timeout. Check that. Yes, it is. So, Penguins huddle at the arc of their court. All the players head on down to the other end of the court, and it'll be Andrew Williams to shoot free throws, it looks like. Oh. Although, I thought he called a timeout. There would be no penalty if he did. And Ivantosh in on the rebounds. Fahey in on the rebounds. Penguins had three bouncing around along the rim. And none of them went in. One of them would have put the Penguins up by one with less than 10 seconds to go.
Oh, excuse us, ladies and gentlemen, for all of that noise you just heard. It's just, you have to be here. The energy is intense here in the stadium. You don't know what's going on, and with all those misses, it was just your heart leapt and sunk in your chest watching these Penguins trying to rebound and then end up with a foul.
So I have to guess that Ivantosh is fouled out of the game now. Number 12 is out. Ferreira has come back in. 8.2 seconds to go. The Penguins are down by one, and Williams sinks this one in. 57-55. And the Penguins, the officials ask for the Penguins to sit down. I don't understand this call at all. Penguin benches are absolutely allowed to stand up. And so Williams, he gets this one off the front of the rim. And so Wells will bring it across. And the Penguins, he'll drive the lane. He's fouled on the way up. And Nelson looks up in disbelief as he smiles, but he is called for a foul. 2.1 seconds on the clock. The Penguins are down by two.
How many free throws do we get, J-Will? How many free throws? Two?
And I didn't see it, but I would guess at two on this one because it was a shooting foul.
Yes, it was. Thank goodness. Come
so
on, Mike
again,
Wells.
On the floor, Ray Chavis, Matt Ferrer, Wells on the floor at the line, and he misses this one. So that changes everything, ladies and gentlemen. The Penguins will need to have a timeout right here. Tavani going to devise a strategy to get a win out of this one. Boy, oh boy. Oh. On the floor also, Adam Chavis and Pat Fahey. And so the Penguins have 2.1 seconds to score 2 points. Eye of the Tiger will play in the Conlin Rec Center.
This isn't Eye of the Tiger.
Not
Eye of the Tiger. It's this still a Rocky theme.
Yes, but it's called Gonna Fly Now.
Didn't very well.
Come
which
on.
Is, which is
you're,
more.
You're a man. You've seen the Rocky movies. You know better than I do.
Still got to look at the soundtrack to get all those names correct. So 2.1 seconds to go. A Rocky training theme in essence here is Michael Wells will go to the line. He has to sink this one to make it 56-57. Otherwise, the Penguins are down by two on the floor for Northwest.
2.1 seconds left.
So Matt Ferrer gets a last-minute coaching as he runs over and then goes back to say hi to an official. Wells is short on this one, and up comes with it.
No.
It's Andrew Miller with no time left on the clock.
No.
The Penguins cannot get it done.
No.
And so, 10:08 on the Pacific Standard Time, and the Penguins will slap hands and say good game to every
it
Northwest
wasn't.
Player.
You know, DJ Lefty, honestly, as much as we might cringe and cry because our Penguins didn't win, it was a very, very good game. Close all the way through from the beginning to the very, very end, to the last second. Thank you so much for tuning in to us tonight. I'm glad you were here for all the ups and downs. We are the Penguins here in the Conlon Rec Center, and we are glad that you were listening in on tonight.
So, Lefty, some last choice words for all the listeners out there.
It's hard when you're in such a high-stress situation, J-Woe, and you've got just so many seconds on the clock left, and you're trying to make plans, and you're trying to go through. And I mean, we saw it with Northwest. They kicked the ball out of bounds, and it was a Penguin ball, and we saw it with us when Mike Wells didn't make those free throws. And pressure's a hard, it's a terrible mistress, and it's a hard thing to get over, and I can understand. And even though we didn't win, it was a very competitive game, like DJB pointed out. And it was fantastic, you know, nail-biting, edge of your seat, and you heard us all screaming into the mic like crazy people, but it was just wonderful, and I wish we had won that, though.
Right in front of us, very, very touching. We have family members up on number 22 giving hugs and kisses and the good jobs left and right. Back pat, very, very encouraging. You know, we do have family members and friends here in the Conlon Rec Center for our Penguins here tonight. And whether win or lose, we'll still love them for as much as they are. And I'm glad for all the support tonight. And I mean, one thing that I was curious about, you guys, there were more people here for the men's than there were for the women's. And I don't know if that's a time slot issue, or is it that, you know, all the women want to come see the men sweaty and rippling muscles,
well,
or
know,
what?
As a young lady growing up and watching basketball, I do enjoy men's basketball for the fierce competitiveness and because some of the guys are really cute on the floor, I must admit. But I will not diss the Lady Penguins and say that they're also very cute on the floor. I think they're all rather adorable, and I think all our guys are rather adorable, but cuteness on the floor does not equal ferocity on the floor, so
I think so, too. I think it's on either side. When I watch the Lady Penguins, I get very empowered because I am a woman myself, but I think when I watch the men, it's just so raw and intense
because
that you can't help but be competitive there. You feel like you're on the floor with them,
yeah,
and screaming.
Because you just go crazy because they just let it all go. Because women will, as we saw, stop and pause and ask, are you okay? Men, they just jump in there, fists flying, elbows biting, I don't know, any crazy thing that they can come up with. They said that they got something off the court, which was a torn piece of jersey. I mean, men go crazy when it comes to basketball, football, I don't know, lacrosse, which I've never seen played, anything. I'm sure men just lose it. And it's fun. It's that adrenaline rush we need. I think that's why people come to see basketball. It's the same reason people go to see horror movies. They want that adrenaline rush, you know?
You know, and now here it's starting to simmer down here in the Conlon Rec Center. The energy is dropping. The temperature's dropping. Northwest has now left. We can ice over our court now and get ready for next week. And, you know, I know the coaches are going to be drilling our team members all week to get ready for next week's matchup. Who are we matching up next week, J-Will?
You know, I'm going to have to look up the schedule. I believe the men do face off against Masters College this November 17th, so that's a broadcast to look for, ladies and gentlemen. Also, big shout-outs going out to all our sponsors on the wall right there behind our fans. And then we also have Stuart Horn, Mel Beveals, head of the communications department here. And so, for all the loved ones that DJB has texted into listening to radio.dominican.edu, for Dr. Rogoff, for Melbourne, Australia, David and Tegwin, thank you for listening in. For anyone on the East Coast, from San Fran to Japan, and from the Yukon to the Euphrates, this is for DJ Lefty, DJB, J-Woe, and the entire communications department. Thank you for listening to this live broadcast of DU Radio. We're going to send you back to some more Indian unsigned artists. Looks like Lefty is a bit tired. I don't know if she had anything more to say.
Let's hope we win it next week, or whenever we play next.
And a good point right there, as we will have plenty more season to go. See as much DJs as we can. And just a reminder, this is not a conference game. The Penguins will get into conference action December 6th. So listen in, Penguin Pack. We'll get some more stats recap for you. But for tonight...
When is Penguin Pack, Joe?
Mondays from 3 to 4:30, DJB. And so for Saturday night, about 10:15 on the clock, we'll turn it back to radio.dominican.edu and that Indian unsigned artist. Thank you very much. This has been a live broadcast of men and women's basketball here at Dominican University on DU Radio.